This is the TV Podcast with Chuck Thomas and Greg Scott.
Jeremy Vine has been named as the new host of Crime Watch. The BBC have promised a brand new look and format when the show returns in the autumn. Greg, are you excited?
I'm very, very worried. When it comes back in September, it's going to be weekly. Now, what does that tell you?
Well, it tells you it's going to be on every 7 days.
Well, yes, it tells you that, yeah, but it means there's more blooming crime going on.
Well, no, Crime Watch isn't responsible for crime. It's responsible for stopping crime. I think all these years you've watched it, you've misunderstood the format, Greg.
It's been on for 32 years, and it's been okay being on every month. But now what the BBC are saying is there's so much crime, there's not enough with one show a month. We're going to have to do it every week. No, Jeremy Vine's a great bloke. I like him on the telly, but now I'm going to associate him with, you know, naughty people.
Now, in the new series, there will be a live mobile incident studio, which will be based near the scene of a recent crime. Now, I'm confused. Why does Crime Watch have to be exciting?
Well, this is it. It does rather glamorise crime sometimes. And you know what really amazes me about the show is that, oh, yes, we're looking for this man who robbed a post office in Plymouth. What good is that if you're watching in Aberdeen?
Because maybe your post was delivered there and stolen.
Oh, that's a point, yeah.
Do you see?
Over the years, they've got more dramatic, more mood lighting. They've got the music with them. And you just think, hang on a minute, are you making a drama series here? Or are you looking to catch criminals? Because it's got very sensationalised over the years. So if they're going to give it a new look, I'm just wondering what direction they're going to take it in.
Well, yes, the BBC have huge plans for the new series. There's going to be live updates on social media every hour. And a BBC spokesman said, don't worry, the new series will still feature everybody's favourite bits, including reconstructions, CCTV footage and wanted faces. A BBC spokesman said, viewers love criminals and can't wait to see what they do next. Moving on, ITV has commissioned a new game show called Go For It. The primetime show will be hosted by TV recluse Stephen Mulhern. Craig, will you be watching?
Oh, what's the format of this? This is where show-offs who have been recruited from TV casting sites go on and show their hidden talents. And hidden is the key word here, because even after they've gone on and shown their talent, it's still hidden. And it's hosted by Mulhern, who's going to do his very best to keep some order in that crazy world.
Now, Stephen, he hasn't done TV for a long time, so this is really his comeback show. Apparently, this show aims to discover the weird and wonderful skills that our nation has to offer. In one episode, a blindfolded teenager will be forced to identify the brands of a toilet paper simply by tasting them. Greg, has that changed your mind?
He'll be forced to eat toilet paper.
No, taste toilet paper.
He'll be forced to do it.
Yes, blindfolded.
That's a different show altogether, mate. Years ago, we had You Bet, hosted by Bruce Forsyth and Matthew Kelly and Darren Day. And you used to get JCB diggers driving over eggs on an assault course type thing. Now, in 2016, we're going to have Stephen Mulhern feeding someone toilet paper.
Tasting toilet paper. It's a different format.
What's the difference?
Greg, if you went on this show, what would be your unique skill? What would you like to show Stephen?
I would say, hello, Stephen. And he'd say, oh, mate, how are you? You all right? This is my 17th show this year. All right, mate. And I'd say, Stephen, what I'm going to do, I'm going to sit here for 3 minutes and look at your big round face. And he'll say, you'll never last three minutes.
Why does Stephen sound like Danny Baker?
Well, he doesn't sound anything like Danny
Baker. I have to say, you know, I had a chat with Stephen a few weeks ago, and he's a lovely guy. What do you have against him?
Stephen is a lovely, lovely man. All of this, in inverted commas, bitterness is oi. All of this is simply for humorous purposes. And I hope, Stephen, if you are listening to this, you don't take umbrage, you don't block me on Twitter, anything like that. I hope you take it in the nature that it's intended.
Moving on, TV presenter Helen Skelton is set to become a huge star after hosting the BBC's coverage of the Olympics. All the tabloids have been talking about her this week after she wowed viewers with her skimpy outfits. Greg, are you a fan of Helen Skelton?
I need to pull you up on what you just said. All the tabloids have been talking about her after what she wowed with her skimpy outfits.
Yes,
that's it, is it?
She was wearing skimpy outfits while hosting the Olympics.
All right, yeah, she's done a fair job, but only a fair job. To say that she's set to become a huge star, I mean, let's look. We've got the article here in front of us. Set to become a huge star as the BBC liner up for a major primetime series. Doing what? That's the first question. Doing what? Look, she was wearing short skirts. There were people in the pool wearing skimpier stuff. There's a quote here. Helen Skelton's father doesn't understand why his daughter's outfits are a story. You're not the only one, pal.
Would you ever consider hosting a show in a skimpy outfit if it helped your career?
Mate, if that's what it takes, if that's what it takes for a PR machine to get behind me, I'm there in my thong. Look what he did to Gary Lineker on Match of the Day.
That was the TV podcast with Chuck Thomas and Greg Scott.